Shin Gimel Sivav Mitzvah Program also Lazir LaHatko. A bed which is made out of different parts, and now I put the parts together and tighten them into place. That's the Issa Drabonim, because it's not very, very strongly connected, but since it is a basically tight connection, it's also a Drabonim. Talk about Habchavis. If you manage force the two parts together, made a very firm connection, or you nailed it together, that's Issa Deraisa. You know it's a Kli, but this type of Chibur in a Kli is also considered Binyan. Ve'im hi, the Ramos says, Ta'akili Yisrochi, Mutar Lachachila, V'vat Shelo Yehadi. What the Machad seems to be saying is, the only Isser is, not to make a strong Chiba, but to make a loose Chiba is acceptable. But the Ramos, the way many Achareinim, including Mishabur, understood it, is saying a bigger Chum. He's saying that if it's normal for this to have a tight fit, you're not allowed to even put it back in a loose fit because it's a concern that you may tighten. Koishu Prokhi, Mutar Lachachil, Arzino B'Shabbos. There's one opinion that says this cup that's made of different parts, in other words, you remove it from the base, you're allowed to put it back and remove it again, as long as it is a weak chibur between the two. That's what the Mishnah Brura says. The Mechaber says, there's a more stringent opinion. The case of the kodesh is the same thing as the bed. The way the Mishnah Brura explains the Machlokes is like this. The one who's making over here is because he says this kos generally is not made to have a very strong chibur that would constitute this tekiya, the Issa D'Oraisa. The first opinion says there's no gzeira shema yitka because it's not a normal thing to do. Whereas the other one says that since it is normal to make it reasonably tight, this hiduk, even though it's not enough to make Issa D'Oraisa, the Maisa, they didn't want to use such a cup even if you're making a weak chibur. So basically, something that's a derech to make a chibur d'oraisa, then even if you make a very weak chibur, it's also here that's not a derech to make a chibur d'oraisa. This is machlokes, and since there is a derech to make a chibur, which is d'rabbanan, is that enough reason to ask even to make it in a soft, weak chibur? The Mishnah Brura brings along in Avram that something that is screwed together, that's considered a chibur gomo, and that's a vadei also. It says the Rambam. Also, that's basically what we said before from the Ramah, something that generally is tight, even though now you're making a loose chibur, still also maybe you're going to tighten it too much.